There are other trials looking at extended use of aromatase inhibitors. We know data from the NCIC shows that using an aromatase inhibitor after 5 years of tamoxifen can reduce risk by half. And although the risk is low, it's important to remember that a woman after 5 years has a constant risk that runs cumulatively somewhere between 2 and 4% per year. And that risk taken in aggregate over 10 years is actually significantly higher than the risk of women who entered any of the chemo prevention trials, P1 or P2.
I mean, it's a pretty substantial risk of recurrence, period.
Well, we know that women who have ER-negative disease have a high risk in the first 5 years. But we also know that women who have ER-positive disease, while lower risk in the first 5 years, that risk eventually intersects, crosses, and continues, whereas there's pretty much a plateau in the ER-negative population.
Yeah, it seems like there's really been a revolution at looking at the long-term natural history of ER-positive breast cancer in the last few years, particularly based on the MA17 study that you talked about using delayed letrozole. And I guess the other thing about that study that was so shocking, really, was when they looked at the patients who initially randomized to placebo. So they got tamoxifen for 5 years. Then they went into the study, got randomized to nothing. So they were off treatment for 2, 3, 4 years. And then when the trial broke, they allowed the patients to start taking the letrozole at that point, and those patients had lower recurrence rates than the ones who didn't.
Well, it would seem so. Unfortunately, that trial wasn't a terribly well-controlled trial for that purpose. I mean, this was really essentially a kind of compassionate use with some tracking. But there actually is a very, very interesting trial that is just starting up now in Australia, which we are looking to open in the United States. This is a trial that has been developed by the Australian New Zealand Breast Cancer Trials Group, and it is a trial that has the acronym LATER. And it's really designed to look at late treatment of endocrine-responsive breast cancer. Patients to enter this trial must have been off hormonal therapy for a year. But those patients who, for example, finished adjuvant tamoxifen when they were 45 years old 10 years ago would qualify for this study.
How about if they've never had hormone therapy?
Women who've never had hormonal therapy are not eligible for this particular trial.
So these are postmenopausal women who at some point have gotten tamoxifen.
At some point in their past, they'd had tamoxifen or they'd had hormonal therapy for their cancer, and they've had a gap, and that gap has to have been at least a year. And the idea is to attack this sort of constant risk, because if you think about the number of women that are extant in the world that have had tamoxifen, that have been more than a year finished with ER-positive disease, this is really a huge population of women who are at risk. And while 3% per year may not sound like a lot, multiplied across these populations, as Sir Richard Peto once said, small incidence in a big population turns out to be a lot of disease.
I mean, 3% a year is 15% in 5 years. That's a lot.
Well, it's a cumulative percent, so it's not,
not quite that high.
So it's not directly multiplied. But the point is that this risk is a risk that's quite significant over a patient's lifetime. And it's higher than the risk that we are willing to consider chemo prevention in the de novo setting.
But also, this is recurrence, not a first tumor.
Well, it's actually a combination,
right?
of recurrence and new disease, because these women are at risk for new disease. But the evidence to date would suggest that drugs like tamoxifen and probably the aromatase inhibitors from the contralateral information are effective. And of course, the aromatase inhibitors appear, if you look at the contralateral breast cancer data, to be more effective than tamoxifen.